Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Spicy Human Therapy. This is going to be a little bit of a different episode, if you can't tell. Different vibe, I should say. There's going to be some changes to Spicier Than Therapy in the future that I don't know yet what that means. We'll find out together. But it was really important for me to get this episode out to you all and to kind of give you an update about some things. So welcome back to Spicier Than Therapy. My name is Twin Peaks. I will be doing this week's episode solo. And I'm just going to get into this. It's not going to be fun. It's not going to be pretty, but here we go. You'll have to excuse me. I had to write this down because I didn't trust myself to just ad lib because yay, ADHD. Since starting Spicier Than Therapy, we have built up a community based on trust, communication, and love. We have heard from so many of you that our podcast has helped you to stand up for yourselves, to advocate for yourselves, to spice up your relationships, and build your life into the kind of life that you want to live. Unfortunately, we haven't been quite honest about our side of things, about our lives, even to ourselves. We all know that quote, right, from Alice in Wonderland. I give myself very good advice, but I very seldom follow it. Well, that's a bit of what's been going on. We have been talking to y'all, coaching you, and advising you on how to have healthy relationships, how to set boundaries, and how to be unequivocally yourselves, all while not actually doing that ourselves. I have been struggling with this for a while. How to tell y'all, if I should tell you, how much do I tell you? But recent events that I will absolutely, in no uncertain terms, not be going into, don't ask. Recent events have really put some things into perspective for me. So here I am, just me, just another human who messes up sometimes and is trying their best to be honest and live up to who y'all think I am, who I put myself out there as, and more importantly, who's just trying to live up to this standard that I set for myself and that I lost sight of. So I am sorry. I am so sorry to all of you listeners, to everyone that trusted us because we seemed to be getting it right, to everyone who looked to me as an example and who I fooled into thinking that I couldn't possibly cave to my codependency. Spoiler alert, I did. And it's because I wanted so badly to be loved, to be seen as the easy partner, the cool partner, to be somebody that, you know, y'all could look up to, that I allowed behavior that I knew was unacceptable to me to continue for far longer than it ever should have. All while telling all of you not to do that. And I'm sorry. I have learned a lot about myself recently, and I have been reminded of a few things about myself as well. The most important of those being that honesty, even when it is ugly or hard, or even when the person hearing it doesn't want to hear it, maybe especially then, that will always be my core value. And it is one that I cannot and will not ever allow to be pushed aside to the side again. I know this is going to be a short episode, y'all, and I apologize. I know this isn't the upbeat, silly, fun episode that y'all have come to expect from us, and I wish I could give you that, but I just need to be a human this week. I need to remind y'all that we're human, that I'm human, that I mess up, that I backslide. And I needed to say this to all of you. This is why I needed to be honest with you, all of you, and say that, well, I don't yet know what the future of Spicier Than Therapy is going to be or what it will look like. I know it won't be continuing the way it was. What that means, I don't know yet. All I can do is tell you and reassure you that I will be here continuing on. And that I hope y'all stick around for what this can become. And so for now, my darlings, my babies, my loves, be good to yourself, be good to others. Make sure to give yourself plenty of grace, love, and patience. And above all else, be honest. Bye.